Cyrus McCormick gained fame for his Wheat Reaper, but few people remember John Manny. When it comes to barbed wire, the name of Joseph Glidden springs to mind, along with his partner Isaac Elwood. But not as many people are aware of the significance of Jacob Haish in the industry. The issue is this: how should we recognize contributors to our history when their names are not the ones at the top of the list? Jesse Haish LaRue is a writer from Sycamore. Jacob Haish was her fourth great uncle. She's been digging into the history of Haish and chronicling what she's found through a blog called JacobHaishStory.com. There seems to be quite a bit of drama between Joseph Glidden and Jacob Haish in terms of who actually got these early patents for barbed wire in the 1870s. Your relative Jacob Haish even took his argument to the U.S. Supreme Court. So what was the accusation, and then what was the outcome?
So the accusation originally was that Jacob Haish had actually filed for his patent first, which was correct. But later on, Glidden would be awarded his first. So because of that, there was just this battle. I'm the inventor. No, I'm the inventor, even though I did it first, that kind of thing. So because Glidden was awarded his first, it did go to the Supreme Courts. Haish took it as far as it could go. But in the end, it was determined that, you know, let's go with Glidden. He was awarded his first. And that's why he's kind of known as the inventor of barbed wire. If you Google it, you're going to find Glidden. But then from then on, I've always heard that Haish was proclaiming himself as the father of barbed wire. So always titles.
He never gave up that fight.
Absolutely not.
And Haish also had other patent ideas. What were some of those?
He actually patented quite a bit. Some odd things, just like screens for windows, lights for railway cars. His most successful, though, was definitely farming implements. So gas engines. In the late 1800s, this was huge. Agriculture was changing. They needed something sturdier and stronger, I guess, than horses. So along with that, he also had manure spreaders, which helped actually spread manure across fields and things. So he was just always looking to improve agriculture, which makes sense here in DeKalb County.
Haish lived just a few weeks shy of his 100th birthday. You found in your research an article from 1922 in the DeKalb Daily Chronicle where he was celebrating his 96th birthday. What jumped out to you about his reflections at that time in his life?
I've read many times, I've heard from many people that his goal in life, he really wanted to reach 100 years old. That was so monumental to him. He would pass away like 18 days before reaching that, unfortunately, but he always seemed really content toward the end, always very happy with the contributions he'd made to his community, and he always seemed very grateful and in love with DeKalb, and I think that's why he was always giving so much to DeKalb.
You found an advertisement where he's kind of talking about, or the advertisement's talking about his S-style barbed wire that was the style of his barbed wire. And the advertisement says it's, quote, the cheapest fence ever offered to the world. What have you learned about Jacob Haish, the salesman?
I really think of him as an innovative salesman, advertiser. He actually printed the Barb Fence Regulator, which was like a little pamphlet magazine, and he distributed that. It would have poems, it would have pictures of his barbed wire, and that was something that nobody else was really doing in that industry at that time. So he always just seemed really ahead of his time with advertising.
Some people will recognize the Haish name through his contributions to the local library and the hospital. How have you, as a resident still living in this area, how have you seen his legacy live on?
Because he had no actual children of his own, he decided in his will, you know, my family that does exist, I've given them what I've wanted to, I'm going to give the rest to my community. And that money actually lasted after his will until 2006. The rest of the money went toward the emergency wing at Kishwaukee Hospital. So if you go into the emergency wing, you can see the Jacob Haish Memorial Wing, which is really neat. And then money went toward the library as well. So you can see the Haish Memorial Library above the building. And because he died in 1926, they started building that right at the beginning of the Great Depression. So building this big, grand library at that time was completely unheard of. And it's kind of nice to be able to see those things, see that name, and know that his money is still being put to good use.
You found a description of Jacob Haish in the February 1900 edition of the Northern Illinois. Today that's known as the Northern Star, NIU's campus newspaper. I was wondering if you would read this segment.
Mr. Haish's career seems phenomenal. It was due to labor, energy, and perseverance. He made the most of his opportunities, was not extravagant, and is now reaping the rich reward of his labors. His manner is quiet and straightforward. He always says exactly what he means, without useless compliment, is not slow to condemn injustice, nor to reward faithfulness. His greatest enjoyment is at his own fireside, where, with his wife and friends, he is found to be a delightful companion. He is retired and conservative before the public and commands the respect and admiration of all who know him.
After seeing that, because you found that before, what do you want people to know most about Jacob Haish?
I think the most important thing, you know, you can take away the whole legal thing and think, you know, he was really strong-headed and just wanted to fight, but I think that he really cared about his community. Otherwise, he would not have left so much money behind, so much. He even did that during his own lifetime. He just wanted to give back to the community that really just supported him during his time.
And you have this blog where you have kind of clippings, and it talks about just not letting his legacy die, you know, seeing that he was one of the barbed wire barons. How do you go about your research, and how do you know when it's time for a post?
That really just depends on my own schedule. I mean, I work, I have things going on, but I come from a journalism background. I love researching, telling stories, and this always felt like this was my story to tell. Haish doesn't have a museum like Glidden Elwood. He doesn't have a book. He doesn't have really anything other than a name here and there. So he just seems so deserving of that.